may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. I shut down in the mall and telling every girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning the call. I want it forever mine, ever mine.
We are back right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, taking in all over the world. Thank you for all my folks joining on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitch. I mean, we are everywhere. All our folks joining on XOD. Whew, I'm tired of that.
Finally, we are back and it is Workout Wednesday.
It's time for the Wednesday workout. And I didn't even go to the gym today.
Oh, man.
But I did go visit my barber over at Studio 1211.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else now can go visit him because my appointment is over with.
Mm-hmm.
But over at 6405 Fairburn Road, you can call and schedule an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
770-485-6772. Ask, speak with Melvin, tell him KC sent you, and he will give you a free cut on me.
That sounds good
to me. If you are in the Douglasville area, just hit it on Google. Look for Studio 1211 and all them five-star reviews.
Yes.
All of them.
Yes.
When I work, bro. I'm just saying.
You got to do it, man.
If you're out in the Smyrna area, I want you to go visit my good friends over at Titans Fitness. World-class facility, world-class gym. I train there myself. I am trained by the one and only Miss Rachel Stucker.
Mm-hmm.
She is the owner of Impact Fitness. You can get meal plans. You can get HIIT workouts. She'll even put you on some burpees if you want them, Jeff.
I don't want no burpees.
Jeff don't want to do the burpees. But if you do want to get in shape, if you want to get fit for this year, I want you to go visit my good friends over at Titans. You can visit them online at titans.net. Sign up for a free training or a free workout. You can come in, get a free day pass, check it out for yourself. All right?
Sounds good to me.
What's our marketing?
Besides the burpees. All right. So the marketing minute for the day is build yourself a team.
Build yourself a team.
A team. All right. A competent team. So a lot of times we try to do everything ourselves, or we want to, you know, micromanage everything. Build yourself a team that specializes in what they do and let them do what they do. Now, if your team, if you have to always correct your team so much that you're spending that much time doing it, you don't have the right team member. But get a good team member, get a good team, and let your team do what they do.
It sounds like you're speaking from experience, though.
I speak from experience, bro. That's a whole nother lesson. And the book of the day is The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber.
Wow.
That's
okay.
A great book to read when it comes to team building.
That is good. I ain't gonna lie, that team building is crucial.
It is.
Like, not having the right team, bro, that destroyed my 2021. I thought 21 I was gonna take off.
Man.
But some of y'all folks is...
You get the right people, man. But it amazed me how many people have this, I built this all by myself, I'm a soulmate
mentality.
And really, the honesty is they had a great team that helped get things done so they could be the face of it. So it's very important to have a great team. That's my tip of the day.
Now, you can get to about a good 500,000 by yourself. I ain't gonna lie. You can get to about half a million by yourself.
But with a team. Though.
With a team.
Yeah, with scaling.
You can get to a million, five million, 10 million. 100 million,
scaling.
I mean, you go where you want to go. So,
that's
great advice.
But tips like this, you can find all these type tips at 365marketingtips.com. We'll be putting up all kind of tips and branding tips, and it's free. It's free, y'all. 365marketingtips.com. So, if y'all don't get these tips, it's on you.
We giving away for free, though, Joe?
We giving away for free, man. You got to get
something.
We giving
away stuff for free. We got to stop with the free. We said no more free in 2022.
But they can get some tips for free. I do this all day, every day. I mean, it's what I do. It's what we talk about all the time. So, it might as well give it to them for free.
Without further ado, man, I'm so excited about this conversation and about what we're about to get into today. So, I just can't. We got a shout-out for today.
Shout-out?
Let me do my shout-out for today.
Give your shout-out.
To my favorite PR person. In the world, Miss Praise Jackson. A special shout out for Miss Praise Jackson. How about that?
That's a great shout out, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get a discount on her services. Don't tell her yet. But no, in studio with us, I am so excited to have this conversation because it is so poignant for me right this second. She said she is the author of The Smile Behind the Mask.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
It's going to be a good one today. Joining us, best-selling author, Miss Christina Gordon.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing very well.
Good. How are we doing today?
I'm doing well. Don't worry about my voice. I had spent some time trying to to, you know, work myself up for today, and okay. I'm very ready. So in spite of the voice, whatever plans God has for the day will come to pass.
Well, don't worry about my voice. I'm just from Alabama, so you know.
So, Casey, I just want to start with you. I want to truly give you honor for the impact you are making in the business community.
Thank you.
Here in the Atlanta area, not just here, but around the world.
Wow.
Because my family in Nigeria are listening right now.
Wow.
Yes, so
you asked me from Nigeria earlier this week.
Yes, so this is wonderful what you're doing, and it's a pleasure meeting you.
Yes.
Co-host today.
Wow.
So it is wonderful to come to this awesome place to talk about what God is doing in the business arena.
Right? All right.
Yes, because many times when we think business, we just think about money, we think about scaling, we think about making it big, we think about the social media, we think about having these followers, we think about having a niche. Mm-hmm. They tell us all the things that we need to do to make it in business.
Okay.
But God has sent me today to let your listeners know that it is not by power, it is not by might, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord.
Wow. Okay.
So while you are working up your business acumen, there is a major part that we must not forget.
Mm-hmm.
That if we do seek the maker who invented all businesses that you can think about, because the word says all things were made of him.
Wow.
Without him was nothing made. So I was speaking with my son last night preparing for this talk today, and I called him. I said, listen, son, you have a Tesla car. He had a Tesla. He's he's a Corvette kid now. If you had an issue with your Tesla car, would you go to a roadside mechanic? With all due respect to roadside mechanics, I hope they understand what I'm saying today.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, no, Mom. I said, why not? He said, because it's a specialty.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go to the maker of your car.
Amen.
If you want it done right the first time.
Oh, yeah.
So that is the way I relate to God. I have to go to God to ask of him things that he has already preordained in my life, without which I would not be aware. So I can go 40, 50, 60, 70 years running around in circles, never achieving the purpose for which I was created, you know?
Now let's stop there for a second, because I've had the opportunity to meet some unique people and be a part of some unique ministries in my life. And one of the biggest things, one of the ministries I actually work with right now, you know, one of the biggest things, they teach a lot of financial information. They teach a lot of what we call marketplace ministry, right?
Yes.
So a lot of folks don't see God in a business world. Like, we see God in our personal life. We see God when we hurt. We see God when we upset. We see God when we crying. But a lot of us don't bring that into our business life. So how is it, or why is it? Because a lot of times it feel like wrong to ask God for some money, right?
Yes.
Jeff, how you feel about it?
Nah, I ask for money all the time.
Really?
Hey. He said, you ask and I will provide. You, hey.
I mean, the Bible do say now, you have because you ask not.
And I'm going to be honest with you. If you look at the Bible, you know, Jesus and the disciples, they were businessmen. They traveled the nation.
Okay.
They did not go to 9 to 5s and be like, after work, we can go ahead and talk.
Okay.
No, when they were breaking, you know, breaking bread, and they were feeding the people, and they were ministering to the people. That was on their own time and their own dime. And you can't do that if you work a 9 to 5.
Wow.
Awesome.
Now you are actually a spiritual coach.
Yes, I am a spiritual coach. So in my spiritual coaching, Christ-centered spiritual coach.
Wow.
Because there are many spiritual coaches out there, and I have great respect for them all. But I try to let people know that I am Christ-centered. So whatever coaching that I do with my clients, my source of information, number one, and my source of reference, number two, is the Bible.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as a registered nurse, I am knowledgeable in my field as well. And so I bring that in where the health is concerned.
Wow.
So we talk about the body, and then I talk about the spirit, which is the basis of my business.
Okay.
But there is a major gap in between, because as children of God, we know that we are a triune being. We are spirit, first of all. We have a soul, and we live in a body.
Okay.
So if I am so high mighty in the spirit, and I am doing gym every day on the physical, and I'm jacked up, and my soul is ram, there is a disconnect.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You see, so.
You got to come here and get right up on me like that, but that's all right.
Yeah. So this is where I come in. When I have a client, first of all, I have that conversation with my client, mm-hmm. and they tell me what their problem is, and I take that problem to the Lord. So just like a doctor would do, when you visit and you tell them the symptoms that you have, they come up with a diagnosis.
Okay.
It is with the diagnosis they come up with a plan of care.
Wow.
I do the same in the realm of the spirit. So I go to the Lord. This is your child. This is the problem. What do we do about it?
Wow.
And then he gives me a recipe specific to that client.
Wow.
So people say, why don't you have a masterclass? Why don't you have all the social media outlets? They are all important. But mine is different because mine is unique. Because in my book, one size does not fit all. You see, so that is why it's very unique. And many of my clients so far, to the glory of God, have been very content and satisfied. And I'm happy about that. So
Now let's don't go too far into it until we really, really talk about a lot of your profession, a lot of your expertise. Mm-hmm. Now, you are a registered nurse.
Yes.
Explain, just tell folks a little bit about that, because my mama was a registered nurse. She's been a registered nurse 42 years, for real.
Oh, wow.
I know deeply about your job and everything. Wow. But now, tell folks, because a lot of folks don't understand the whole nursing world and just the level of people that you come across, the folks that you meet, and the place that you meet them at. So explain that just a little bit for our listeners, please.
Wonderful. That's an awesome question. Thank you so much for asking. Well, people say that the registered nurse actually is the glue that holds the hospital together.
Oh, yes, it is.
Because as registered nurses, we answer to our doctors and to everyone that is above them. Of course, there's the administrative aspect, which I'm not going to go into, but I want to go to the nursing part, mm-hmm. which is where you meet the patients one-on-one.
Oh, yeah.
So there are many areas in nursing. You have cardiac nursing that deals with the heart. You have ICU, where you have different critical patients who come in, and you have to take care of them. You have psych, you know, the psychiatry aspect. You have mother, baby. You have all kinds. And behind that, you have nurses who actually sit on the table with administration to make plans. So sometimes we call them the resource management.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I've been a nurse now 16 years. And within that period, God has opportuned me to work in almost all aspects of the nursing career. So I know about them. But the ones that actually got my heart was the medical surgical nursing.
Oh, yeah. That's where you meet your regular folks, everyday folks. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not one of the very popular ones.
Mm-mm.
Because there's a lot of work, physical work, that goes with medical surgical. What attracted me to it was the fact that you have patients who come in very sick, and about 3, 4, 5 days, oh my God, they are looking so beautiful, and they are walking out. I used to just delight in having to roll them on the wheelchair to their car at discharge. That was the highlight of my career. And during COVID, of course, even though it was different a little bit, I made sure that personally I did not withdraw those aspects of nursing that really helps and encourages healing for the patients. I'll give you a practical example. When I became a nurse, I told the Lord, I said, I will make sure that every patient of mine gets a hug at least within that 12-hour period.
Wow.
That was number one. Number two, I'll make sure I never come before my patient with a frowny face. I'll make sure I always have a smile.
That's beautiful. Mm.
And then number three, I'll make sure that those of them who are faith-based, because when you are sick in your body, you are desperate.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And the nurses are the ones who actually spend more time at the bedside. They interact more with the patients. They give the patients medications. They give them food along with their technical help, of course. So the patient really has more time with the registered nurse. And where God actually used me mainly is the fact that when I will meet a patient, I will first of all, you know, in my mind say, okay, what's going on here? I don't just take my medications and go to a room and say, here, take. I don't do that. I want to make sure that I know what brought you to begin with. I don't mess with the doctors because they have their part. They do their part. And my job is to follow the plan that the doctor has prescribed for this patient.
Okay.
But there is a part of me that comes into it, and that's what God gave me, that you can't preach that in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
It's the fact that if you don't contact the soul, if you don't connect with the soul of your patient, if you don't find out what is really ailing them, you might give 1,000 medications.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of 1 or 2 days in the hospital, they might be there 5, 6 days. That is the personal experience that I have heard, that whenever I would talk to a patient and find out what the real deal is, I would assess my care from that point of view.
Wow.
So I brought something to the table all the time, and I always had satisfied patients.
You know, that is so true. A lot of folks don't know. I worked probably the first 15 years of my career in the medical field. I've been a patient care tech. I've been a physical therapy tech. I've been wound care tech. I worked all over in med surge. I remember that well.
Wow.
And it's a hard feel. It really is, because a lot of that type of stuff, you start to develop these relationships and you take it so personal.
Yes.
Now tell me, how do you, going through COVID, it was a much different experience in hospitals, because I remember talking to my mom on a daily basis. You know, the family couldn't be there that normally is there and this type of stuff. So without that support system, you know, how was that just dealing with patients and trying to help folks? Because, I mean, people were sick during COVID, bro, like especially in the first couple rounds.
Absolutely.
So what was that experience like?
It was a very difficult time, and unfortunately still out there, and we just praying that God will just have his way, you know, in reaching out to those who are suffering with COVID today, that they will follow their plan, they need to take their shots, whatever they need to do to make sure that they are protected against this. But there are some people who can't take their shots, so for those people, we have to give them an extra education on what to do to build their immune system so that every little bug out there will not have access to them. And when it does, that they are not that taken down or even go to ICU like many of them do. Yes, so during the COVID, we were actually, I cannot say where I worked, and I made that promise to where I worked. They actually advised me and they know who I am and they know who they are. I commend the place where I worked. I give them honor today. If any of them is listening, I would not be here without them, because they gave me the advice that, hey, this book that you have written is a good thing, but there are certain information in it that you cannot publicize.
Okay.
So they were able to take like 3 weeks to go through and help me take out things that did not need to be there.
Okay.
And I'm so grateful for that. Yes, so at the beginning of COVID, things were hard. It was hard for the patients, it was hard for the nurses, it was hard for the doctors, it was hard for everyone, because we did not know what we were dealing with, you know.
The nurses was exhausted.
We were, I mean.
Like, they was working like 12, 13 hours back to back.
Sometimes. You know, it was a rough time. And what was bad at the beginning is, because we did not know what we were dealing with, we had to just put ourselves out there and go by whatever the hospital system says.
Explain it, because I don't think folks get that enough. Because it's not only the fact that you're dealing with some folks in bad, bad conditions, but you're scared for yourself.
Yes.
Because you don't know what this is, and you might catch it yourself.
Yeah, but you see, as a registered nurse, for me personally, that was one of the things that I did. I was not afraid of COVID. No, I was not afraid of COVID, because the Lord had told me before he came, this is what I need you to do. And I just used the principles that he showed me. And that's what I did. And I actually applied that same principle to my patients. And so people say, well, you boast that you never buried a patient with COVID. I don't take that honor to myself. It was a teamwork. The doctors worked their tails off. The hospitals were on top of it. The patients themselves, they were scared. So as nurses, my job, I had to go, number one, allay their fears. Say, listen, this is not unto death. Yeah, the fact that you have a COVID diagnosis does not mean you are going to die. Wow. So let's work on living. How about that? And wow. And I found out that it worked because I never did bury a patient. Mm-hmm. I sent a few patients to the ICU, of course, because they were really, really sick, but I never went to the morgue.
You know, I can actually testify this, seriously, because I used to work, one of the last places I worked in the medical field was Village Podiatry, and we did a lot of wound care. And the patients, literally, that had some type of belief system, mm-hmm. you know, the ones that actually came in, they you know, God going to heal this, Jesus going to heal this, something. You know what I'm saying? They had something to hold on to. Those patients actually healed and they, from just disastrous, like gangrene, stuff like this. Yeah, mm-hmm. they might have lost a toe. But we had some patients that came in there, just were completely negative, just couldn't believe it. Oh, my God, I'm going to lose my leg. And we talking about a scratch. And, like, with diabetics, it gets serious.
Yes.
And we end up cutting folks' legs off over that. Yes. So it is a lot of power behind what she is saying.
I always wondered, you know, some of that is, like, your mind manifests. So if you're fear-based and you're always harping on the fact that it's going to be worse, it's going to get bad, it's going to, you know, you have no belief that it can get better or belief that you can be healed, that plays a part into your recovery.
That is so true. Yeah. That is very true. That is so very true because I experienced that personally on a personal level, and I cannot begin to overemphasize the importance of spirituality in health. And even now, there's a lot of research going on regarding that.
Oh, yeah.
And they are finding out that, yes, if you do have, like he said, a belief system, you stand a better chance. Now, I will not come. I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus.
Amen.
I will always be. But you don't have to be a Christian to believe this. Whatever God you serve,
okay,
it is important to know that there's a higher power.
That. I love folks like that. It's like, it ain't just about what I believe.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Just believe in something.
Believe in something greater than yourself.
Yes.
That is the point here. And so that works very well. And in my case, especially with the fear situation, that's mm-hmm. what I had to do. I had to address the fear, number one. Number two, I had to take authority over that fear because as a Christian, I'd been given the power to bind and to loose. I did that. And
now, explain that to folks, because a lot of times we get to talking in these church terms and folks don't really understand. And in the business world, we talk about taking control of these fears.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Explain that, taking authority over that fear, because in the situation, you really had some stuff that you was really in a survival situation where you really had some things to be concerned about.
Yes.
So what is that like, or taking authority over that fear? What does that mean for folk?
Wonderful. That's an awesome question. Now, fear is an emotion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So fear alludes to the area of evil in my book. That's the way I say it. So you have faith. If you believe in God, you have faith. Now, fear is the opposite of faith. So it's the same emotion.
Oh, yeah.
If you believe in God, whatever his word says, you believe it, you speak it, it will come to pass. Same way with fear. When you believe in fear, you relate to fear, and you see life from a fearful lens, then, of course, things go bad.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that, especially with COVID, once I was able to take authority over that fear spirit with my patients, my care for them was easy. They were able to take their medications without fear. I came to work sometimes, and I'll get a report. You know, the outgoing nurse will give you a report.
Oh, yeah.
After I got the report, I said, oh, my God, I just need to just clock out and go home. It was such a bad day. And then I go in, and I see all these precious patients. Oh, my God. Have a word or two with them and find out that the problem was fear. And once I let them know, listen, before I came here today, before you lay your eyes on me, I prayed for you.
All right.
I prayed for you at home. I prayed for you on my way to work. And before I got in your room, I prayed for you.
Wow.
So you are not alone, you see. So because you are not alone, you are not going to face what you are facing by yourself.
Wow.
And that's what I did. And so that fear was able to be at least maybe not entirely gone, but kind of neutralized in such a way that he did not have that crippling handle on my patients, you see.
Wow.
So that's how we dealt with fear. And you asked a question. You said, how do we bind and loose? The word of God, I tell people, just like my son, he's got a lot of wisdom. I would take my car to Tesla. It's the same thing. God has a lot. God has a Tesla lot. He has a Hyundai lot. He has a a Mercedes lot. But his lot is one stop. So whatever car you drive, when you come to that one stop,
you take to the main factory.
You take that is the main one. So that is the word of God. That is the Bible. And I tell people, if you don't even believe, when you apply the principle of the word, it works for you.
Wow.
There are many people in Hollywood who are not Christians, but they apply the principle of the word.
Wow.
It works. The word of God works. So when God says, fear not, that's what it means.
Wow.
Fear not.
We're going to take a break right here.
Yes.
And when we come back after the break, we're going to get into these to the volume one and the volume two,
yes.
The smile behind the mask, because I definitely want to make sure that we hit on this book and spend some time on it today. We'll be right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, checking in all over the world. Thank y'all so much on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitch, and everywhere else. I know we're on like 50-something channels. I can't
name
them all.
Yeah, we are.
But we'll be right back right after this. Thank y'all so much.
Hi, this is Dr. Williams with Align for Life Wellness. I want to invite you to our new office at 1800 Jonesboro Road in Atlanta. Come in for a consultation, examination, therapy, and x-ray, all for just $100.
What?
Yes, $100. This offer expires soon, so call us to schedule at 404-383-1110 or find us on the web at www.yourfinespine.com.
If you want to be fine, take care of your spine.
We're open late.
So, what's the asking price on this house?
You'd probably be more comfortable living somewhere else.
How long a lease is the landlord looking for?
Well, I'm sure you can afford to live here, but...
What are the schools like in this district?
Yeah, we have twins in the fifth grade.
This neighborhood isn't really for your kids. You know what I mean?
If you're Black, Latino, Asian American, or Middle Eastern, and a real estate agent or rental agent says anything like this, you know what it means. You're being discriminated against. Housing discrimination because of race, color, or national origin is against the law. If you believe you've experienced housing discrimination, contact HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Fair housing. The law is on your side. A message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Hey folks, just a quick reminder that no matter the time of the day and no matter what day of the week, East Coast, West Coast, all points in between, we are always on. So go to your app store and download the Real 1100 app and listen wherever and whenever.
The Real, Real, Real.
And we are back right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio. KC the Rockstar and the number one.
Mr. Marketology.
I'm talking about the Ready Business Over. We are.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. I was about to go ahead and give myself some props.
But no, we are still sitting here with Miss Christina Gordon, best-selling author, The Smile Behind the Mask. It's such a powerful book. Now tell us a little bit about this book. What is some of the things that people can learn from this book?
Okay. Thank you for that, Casey. Thank you so much. Now, if you take this book and you open it and you read it from the very first page, my husband, who happens to be late now, he wrote the foreword for it.
Okay.
And that tells you exactly, I think he wrote that from his heart, and in a way I'm so glad that had him write that. Yeah, so this is like a personal journey of mine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come to this book, if you're expecting to see all the medical terminologies and everything, you are not going to see that because it's not about COVID, but it's about how God took me as a person and dealing with COVID. It's how he helped me and my family We never had COVID, by the grace of God, never will. That is what I believe.
Wow.
I don't know tomorrow, but that is my faith, and I live on my faith, mm-hmm. So, yes, this book tells you about the three aspects of the human being. It tells you about your spirit. It tells you about your soul. And it tells you about your body.
Wow.
And God, what he did with me is what I wrote in this book. How he took me on this journey to, first of all, revive my spirit, to restore my soul, and to heal my body.
Now what was that like? Because I think a lot of times we gloss over, and we be on the other side when we talk about what God took us through. Mm-hmm. But they don't know God take you through some stuff.
Yeah.
Now, trust me, it's for your own good, but it don't feel good while you're going through it. So would you just spend a minute on that and explain that just a little bit more for folks?
Okay. I will start with the spirit. I am a Nigerian, and I was raised by chief. My father was a chief, rest his soul.
Wow.
And I have many siblings. And there was something that I learned after he went home to be with the Lord. My father has 10 children. And after he went home, speaking with each and every one of them, we all felt that we were his favorite child. Mm. So he was able to impart us in such a way that in his presence and in dealing with him, he made us feel that we were his favorite child.
Wow.
So what that did is cemented the relationship of all his children.
Mm-hmm.
My father had two wives. But you can tell the difference when we are together. You see? So that is very powerful. So I had a father image. So I was able to relate to God.
Wow.
In that regard. I believe that God loved me, of course. But all my sisters, we were like 6 or 7 girls before my father had the first son.
That's something. Mm. Yes, that's something. I never. That's like a correlation. I'm making live on air.
Yes.
I've never made that correlation. Having a good father making you feel like that.
Absolutely.
Because like my father was horrible. Like he was a character. But I've always felt like God didn't love me like that. You know what I'm saying? I still struggle with that as a 42-year-old adult. Like,
it is important, though. I mean, for myself, my dad was always very instrumental in my life, and he always was like my best friend. So
wow.
I've always had that to where I had a father figure where I felt like I was most important in his world. So a lot of times when I hear people say, well, my dad was never there, da, 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 I can't relate.
Now, Tim, is both of y'all can answer this one.
Yes.
Did that help you with that respect and coming to that hierarchy like that a lot better? Like to be able to humble yourself to God like that a lot better when you come from that structure? Because I noticed I got a problem with authority, brother.
Yes.
I ain't never booked, though.
Let me address that. It does affect your relationship.
Okay.
It affects the way you see God. It affects the way you perceive God. That is the truth. And that is why spiritual coaching is vitally important.
Okay.
Because in this, if you had that relationship with your dad, it will be difficult to go to God who is all loving because there is no connection. I had no brothers growing up. My brothers are younger than me. So when I related to Jesus and people say, Jesus is my brother, I could not relate to him.
Wow. Mm.
I was good with God.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came to Jesus, I had an issue. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
Even though they are three in one, his personal relationship with me, him saying, I gave myself to you, and God saying, well, you have to go through my son to get to me, I could not relate with that.
Wow, okay.
So what you are saying is very true, because when I was in high school, back in my country, we had what they call it's an organization, Christian Fellowship.
Okay.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Christian Fellowship. And I said, oh, my God, okay. I went to Christian, but they were talking Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I said, these were out of their minds, you know. I did not relate.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I did not relate. So, yes, with Jesus, it was hard for me until I went to the Word. It was when I got to the Bible for myself, when I began to open those pages and read them, and see God say, I love you. You see, I love you so much that I sent my only begotten son to die for you. But listen, at this point I had a child, I would not give my son up for anything.
Amen.
You see, so
I was thinking about that with myself. I couldn't do it. Not neither one of my daughters.
No, I can't do it. So you can imagine God who did that for me. So I took it personal. If he did that for me, then he does love me. Then guess what? It's not just him that sent his son. Now I was able to relate to Jesus. So I was a very rebellious child. I wasn't always the goody-goody. My sisters will tell you. You know? Yeah, I was the tomboy of my family.
All right.
And I'll tell anybody anytime. I used to say, I'm kind of calm now. I was the type, I'll take my shirt off in a minute. And I can have that fight. Believe it or not, it's still there because I came very close to it. You know? Yes, somebody can push you to that point where you can come close to that. Yeah, but you see what Jesus... I looked at him. I said, listen, your father sent you, and you went. Mm. Think about it. You made up your mind to give yourself up for people you don't know just so you can be obedient to your father.
Wow.
That touched me. Mm-hmm. You see? So that's when his love for me began to unveil. Because once I got that revelation that he did not have to go to the cross, he went willingly. He suffered, he died for me. And so that engraved in my mind to believe, listen, it's not just God who loves me. Now look at Jesus. He loves me too for giving his life for me. So if I don't have a brother and I can't relate to him, and I don't have a father that I can relate to, I can relate to Jesus if I never had a father.
Wow.
Just like I related to God before I met Jesus. Does that make sense?
No, it do. It do. It really do.
So that is where. So God is so awesome and he's so broad. And that's why it hurts me when I deal with religious people, because religious people don't understand. When you have these rules and these regulations, that is not all God is. God in his sovereignty can choose to relate to his children any which way he chooses to.
Wow.
So we cannot come today and say, hey, this is Casey Pride. If I knew you 15 years ago and saw what life you were living, and then this 15 years later, and I'm judging you with the same attitude that I knew you back then, not knowing that you have gone through some major training.
Amen.
In the hands of God, and the Casey Pride of today is not the same one of 15
no,
years
he
ago.
He is not.
You see?
No,
so
he is
that
not.
Is the thing. So that's why God, he wants us to have that understanding. He wants us to first of all have love for his children, for everyone.
Wow.
He wants us to love everyone. You must love the Christian. You must love the Hindus. You must love the Muslims. You must love the atheists. You must love the homosexuals. You must love the straight men. You must love them. Wow. Why? Because God is love. So you cannot love anyone if you have not received the love of God yourself in your heart. Because that love is shed abroad by the next person we are going to be talking with or talking about, who is the Holy Spirit, because he's the one that really puts everything together.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Are we going to end it right there? We got some more time.
We should have died down right there. Well, let's talk about how that relates to people that are feeling like they have that, they lack that love because they're in pain. And you deal with helping people get through pain.
That's wonderful. Awesome question. So I was going to talk about that after talking about the Holy Spirit, because people will say, hey, how can she know what pain I'm going through? But what they don't know is that if you have the Spirit of God in you, it is no longer you that live. It is now God who lives in you. And the life you now live, you live through him who gave himself for you and has allowed you into his secret place. Mm-hmm. In that secret place, he's able to tell you. I meet people and I listen to them 4, 5, 10 minutes. And I can feel their pain.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the reasons I'm talking like this is the weight that I carried last night. So for those that are listening to me, I put the word out there that the Lord, he knows your pain. And here there is a balm in Gilead. He can heal. How can we heal? You cannot do it by yourself. It's not possible. I say this, if you have ever been to jail, you will know that there is a one-way key to the jailhouse.
Oh, yeah.
In case anybody's wondering out there, yes, I did go to jail because I would not give up my pets.
In California.
You hear what I'm saying? And I was there for like 12, 18 hours or so. And I saw that no matter how much I wanted to come out, there was no way out. Somebody had to come from the outside to open the door. So it was later in my life I realized that that experience was for me to be able to relate to people today who are bound.
Wow. Mm.
They may are walking free, but they are bound.
Wow.
Their minds may be bound. Their souls may be bound. You hear, they are stuck in that place, you see. So the pain is so much, the hurt so deep, the rejection so unspeakable, the neglect or unrelatable, that they just come to that place where they say, well, there is no hope here. But I come to tell people today that there is hope, there is healing.
Now, how do you work with folks like that? Because a lot of times, especially as you get older, I think you learn to compartmentalize things and you just learn to kind of deal with things.
Yes.
Like one of my best sayings at this point, it is what it is. I say it like literally every day. But it's like you compartmentalize these things and then some hit one of them triggers and then you're right back in that place. Like, how do you help people and how do you break that loose in folks?
That is what I do. That is what I do. I have to take them back to that place.
Okay.
And many people don't want to go back. I've had some clients who tell me, well, I saw a psychologist and we talked through. I said, well, this is a major area. If you skip over it, you're going to come back to it.
Wow.
Because there is no way around it. You see, it's a journey for every one of us and it's a process. And Ms. Praise, in her newsletter, January newsletter, you need to go see that January newsletter. She talked about transformation. And that transformation is a process.
Oh, yeah.
So in coaching, we take you through a process. Mm-hmm. I take my clients through a process. And whatever the pain is, wherever it hurts the most, that's where I begin.
Wow.
If they are sick in their bodies, I start there. Because there are natural ways that God has revealed to me that he helps me. And you may call them old women's face, but this was in Africa. My grandmother was 107 years old when she passed away. And she was still able to sweep the compound and everything.
Ooh.
So,
Lord have mercy.
You see, so there was nothing wrong with that woman. She just got old and she just passed on. So there are things you can do to your body that can boost up your immunity. And there are some natural ways to do that. I'm not talking to people who are on medications who are under the care of a doctor. I'm talking to those who don't take medications. And I'm talking to those who are wanting natural ways to take care of their health. That's number one. Number two, if they have soulish issues, when I say soul, that is your emotions. That is where every negative emotion sits. It's that place deep down in your soul that the hurts are so deep that sometimes when you just scratch a little part of it, you start bleeding.
Wow.
That's what happens when you revisit the past. You bleed. And when you bleed, guess what? You have to react. Because who will not see blood and react? I've never seen anybody not see blood and react. So when you do bleed, you have to react. I go in by the help of the Holy Spirit into that place of hurt, and we dig them out.
Wow.
Not only do I dig it out, we heal. We heal as you come. You wear a wound care?
Yes.
Tech? You know how you have to sometimes scrape those scars?
You have to clean it up, yeah.
To bleed, so you
it
can
hurt a little bit, but you got to get out of dead tissue out of the way. Yeah.
Good. If you band-aid your wound without cleaning, without dressing, what is going to happen?
It's going to get infected. It's going to get worse.
Get infected. So that's what is happening today. There are people that have everything in their lives. They can jump through the window. It breaks my heart.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You have everything going for you. But if you don't tackle the realm of your soul, that is likely to happen. And that is not your portion here in Jesus' name.
That's so true, though. Because I noticed, like, growing up, you always think it's money. You always think it's money because you think money solves everything. And then you finally get to that crossover, and then you got enough money to pay your bills. And it's like, it wasn't money. Yes. It's like, I still ain't happy. I got what I want, but you know, I'm still not happy.
Yes.
So it's like you keep dealing with these type of things and all this. How did, like, give some folks some general tips and this type of stuff that's listening right now, some things that they can start to do to start to make this transformation.
Wonderful. Number one, you have to believe that we start there. You have to believe that you are worth loving.
Wow.
You have to believe that you are worth saving. You have to believe that you are worth living.
Wow.
And you have to believe that you are worth the abundant life that God has already given to you. You have to believe that you were born for a purpose. And you have to believe that you are qualified to achieve that purpose for your life.
Wow.
And you have to believe that after you have achieved it, that you are qualified to enjoy your purpose.
I like how she put that. You're qualified for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You are qualified
but for the purpose. But that last point was deep. Qualified to enjoy your purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So many times I think we get so focused on what is our purpose. And then it becomes, what is our purpose in a job type of environment, a task type of environment? Well, my purpose is this, so I have to do it. And it becomes a job or a master of us instead of saying, well, this is our purpose and enjoy that purpose that we're in.
So, oh, yeah.
If there is a place in your heart, in your soul, that has not been healed, enjoyment of purpose is impossible.
Wow.
Because you can have the most beautiful woman in the world, she will not be enough.
That's
true.
You
can have the most handsome man in the world, he will not be enough. You can have $1 billion in your bank, it will not be enough.
You still feel worthless.
Yes, because there is that emptiness in your soul. So we start by believing. You need to, for me as a Christian, you have to believe in Jesus. That's what I say. Whatever God you believe in, you have to believe. So I believe in Jesus, and in that believing, I am able to yield myself, everything of me, to this God who is awesome and who loves me so, and who is able to give me my blueprint for the reason and the purpose for which I was born.
Wow.
And so my journey begins from there.
I just love that. You know, I had a chance to interview Christopher Martin, and one of the biggest things I took from that interview, he said you can have success without God, but you can't enjoy it. That's deep.
Mm.
Now, if folks want to become a student or a client, how can folks get in contact with you? And number one, how can folks get this book and just start to share in some of the knowledge
that you have? The book is on Amazon.com.
Okay.
And it's The Smile Behind the Mask, Confessions of a COVID-19 Nurse, Christina Gordon. And you can just either Google or you can go straight to Amazon and it's
smile
available.
Behind the mask.
Yes, it's very it's affordable for everyone, and that is where to begin. I sincerely believe that if you get that book and you read it, if you have any questions, that's when you make the call, because many people have read it and most of their issues have been solved.
Wow.
Yes. Somebody spoke with me yesterday, actually. It's a cousin of mine. He got a copy of the book and he read it. He said, I love the way you read this book. He said, but I wish there was more of the health aspect. He said, you did not talk much about the health. I said, no. The book, initially, I did speak to some aspect of the health.
Okay.
But because of HIPAA violations and because they did not want to have any legal issues, mm-hmm. I had to chop those out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So those pages are gone. But the book is still very unique.
Oh, yeah.
When you read it, it will tell you how God did it with my spirit,
mm-hmm.
how he helped me, how he revived my spirit. I gave my own story of how my soul was healed because I have gone through so much hurt in my life. I came to this country with a young man who loved me, and I loved him very much, but I was not able to have children. So it was after 6 years into the marriage, the family of the young man began to get on him. Well, he was from a very wealthy family. They needed an heir, and I couldn't give anyone.
Wow.
You see, so I said, okay, if that's what you want, I can do it. So we have to part our ways. That's what happened.
Mm.
I could not
Now, you said your father was a chief, so you don't, yes. you don't come from poverty in Nigeria. Because I heard her say compound. Because you remember Dr. Ewing was in here talking about begging on the street.
Yeah.
I was like, he wasn't talking about no compound
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
yeah, so God has been good to my family. Wow. Yes, I can say that. So once I left him, life changed. I had to move out from California. I went to Texas. And in Texas, I was reunited with a cousin of mine who is still a registered nurse.
Okay.
That was how I came back to nursing. But once I got in, I felt, it's time.
We still got a few more minutes.
Yeah, so once I got in, I found that that's what I was truly meant to do.
Wow.
So, because I truly enjoy nursing. Yeah, so the book will show you that that restoration of the soul is very vitally important,
mm-hmm.
and it is very, very, very necessary
okay.
because you cannot go on without it, and you need to have somebody to help you.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I come in.
You got to have that team.
Yes.
You
got to have a
team. That's the marketing moment.
That's the marketing moment right there.
And so you can reach me by phone, 470-855-7489. That's my business line. You can reach me via the website, www.christinagordonmedia.com.
Wow, okay.
And I am not developing the Facebook and the Instagram. The pages mm-hmm. are there, but they are not developed.
Okay.
Because I'm a one-on-one coach, and it's very personal. And I can't put my clients out there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I have some very high-end clients that their privacy are of the utmost importance to me.
Mm.
So when I have them, I cannot, in the life of me, even begin to mention anything. So, yes, I am available. It doesn't matter how high you are.
Wow.
God can use me to help you and bring you to that place of total fulfillment.
And give folks that website one more time. So anybody listening out there, they can definitely go to that website and check out more.
ChristinaGordonMedia.com.
If y'all see the book, The Smile Behind the Mask by Christina Gordon, I suggest y'all pick it up. It has been a powerful episode of the number one rated business. So I see
and
Jeff been quiet over here. I see a little Mr.
Man, listen, man. But I love the way she just target her audience, though. She's like, look, this isn't for everybody. This is for these individuals, and I only help on a one-on-one basis. This isn't one of those things where I'm just going to give you something for everybody, and it's cookie cutter, and, you know, this, that, and the third. This is really going to be customized to your needs to help you individually.
That's a beautiful thing. Once again, it has been another episode of the number one rated business show right here on Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio. Thank y'all so much for checking in all over the world. I am your host, the rock star KC Pride.
And the number one, Mr. Marketology.
I'm going to let you have that one for today. Y'all follow me on iHeartRadio.
Follow
me on Instagram at ILKCPride. Y'all can follow Mr. Marketology at
Mr. Marketology on every social media platform.
And we are out.